Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
Hello, everybody. There we go. Welcome back to Box Office Breakdown on the Popcorn Talk Network. I'm your host, Sarah Stratton, and today we are missing JTE, but I have my wonderful co-host. Do you want to say hi, Tom, or are you just going to salute?
Hi, everybody.
This is partially audio.
At Pop Finstock.
All right.
The weekend was great.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't do much, which was great. I watched the Mets get swept in Atlanta. But the crowning achievement this weekend was Deadly Adoption on the Lifetime channel.
I have not seen it. I know that that's like everyone on the radio is that's all they're talking about, that people are hunting down this Lifetime movie.
I mean, what
Lifetime, good job creating something that people are actually looking for.
It was a tour de force. Like, it's like, you know, you got these comedic actors and you're waiting for something like them to break to them, you know, to break character, and they just don't do it. And you're like, you want to laugh, but you don't. Then you do. It was just a remarkable piece of cinematic brilliance.
I've heard it was awful.
I don't know who told you that.
Do you even know about diabetic ketoacidosis, Sarah?
It's so good.
No.
Will Ferrell's hair was like all wavy, like a Brillo pad. His beard was great. They had some really good close-ups and wide shots of him on a boat. It was the best.
I think it was directed or produced or something, the same person who did Casa de Mi Padre, where it's just like very straightforward humor that you can't really laugh at, but you're
right. It was good. It was almost as good as the Drew Peterson story they had on a couple of weeks ago with Rob Lowe.
All I thought you were going to be talking about was Sean Penn.
Well, Sean Penn too. Wow. Obviously, he's on the prowl. Him and Charlize Theron have broken up.
On the prowl. I'm pretty sure she left him.
No, but of course. And that, you know what he does? He makes it look like that. Like, that's how he operates. When he doesn't break up with chicks, they break up with him. But for the right reasons, obviously. He pushes them to do that.
So they break up with him by his choice.
It's a deflection technique. I use that too sometimes. You do some crazy things and they break up with you and be like, I'm sorry.
Steven, is this how guys' minds work? They just like think they're controlling the situation when it's blatantly obvious that they're not.
Do you even know about diabetic ketoacidosis?
Yeah, I give up. I give up.
That's my favorite color on you. You look good in that color.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're going to now talk about the box office because that's what we're here to do. And we're going to start with the number 5 movie of this weekend, Going to Dope, bringing in about $6 million, which is a little under what people were expecting, but still cracking the top 5. Then going up to number 4, San Andreas, back again, only dropping 24% down to about $8 million. Number 3, Spy, a good review comedy, dropping 33 to 10.5. And then we get into our heavy hitters. Number 2 did end up going to Inside Out. We have a lot to say about this movie. Good job, Pixar, bringing in $91 million. This is record-breaking for them. It has broken a couple records, so we'll get into that. But it couldn't outdo our number 1, Jurassic World, only dropping 51%, bringing in 102 on its second weekend. This is what people were predicting for its opening weekend, and this is actually higher than what a lot of people were predicting for its opening weekend.
I mean, it's a juggernaut.
Just
it's a four
quadrant. Killing the box office.
I mean, it was doing mid-20s in the week. That's unbelievable amounts of money. It's a big four quadrant. I mean, there's nothing else to say about it. I mean, this thing's going to do $650 million. I know it's about $600, I'd say, domestic.
It's going up there. Weird, we got everyone on the panel over here. We all did say that Jurassic Park was going to still come in number 1.
That's correct.
But we were Inside Out still surprising. Let's throw it out to our winners. Thank you guys always for participating. Going out to 5 for 5 are Andrew Curtis, Hugo Patino, and Lawrence London.
Wow.
unfortunately, I think this is from Dylan, but it will forgive you. We didn't have time to post the guest game for what Doper Inside Out would make.
Yeah.
We'll be back with us this week. But good job, guys, getting 5 for 5. You beat us.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get into talking a little bit more about mostly our top two, and we'll touch on Dope for a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Inside Out, starting out, $91 million.
This is
the number two opening for, I believe, a Pixar movie.
Mm-hmm.
Toy Story 3 had like 110-ish opening. That being said, Inside Out is supposedly the highest opening, according to Disney, for an original non-sequel opening. The last record was held by Avatar, mm-hmm. which opened at 77. Inside Out is also, though, it's weird, one of the highest opening numbers for Pixar, but the only Pixar movie not to take the number one spot its opening weekend in a wide release.
Yes.
Even Cars 2 and Ratatouille
mm-hmm.
and everything they've ever made has always been number one wide release opening.
And I'm sure they thought that was going to happen here, too.
It should have. By the numbers, it should have.
Without
By
Jurassic
the reviews,
Park,
it should have. By the critics.
Without Jurassic Park in the marketplace here, this movie does $120 million. Mm-hmm. Easy.
And they planned it in a really smart way. They did it the second weekend. If Jurassic Park had opened where people thought it would have made around 100 last week, and then it would have dropped and would have
Absolutely.
Been Inside Out at the number one spot. They just mm-hmm. didn't, no one could expect what Jurassic World did.
I mean, look, Inside Out, Pixar has the best writers, the best CGI, the best marketing. They have the best everything. It's just the money is unbelievable, and they put forth great product all mm-hmm. the time. But Jurassic Park is just a juggernaut. I mean, this movie, it's a four quadrant, you know, and it's, like I said last week, it's your mom, it's your dad, it's the kids, it's the grandfather, it's the adoption kid that you take along to go see a movie who can't afford mm-hmm. it, like everything in the world. Now, this Inside Out, I thought was...
Inside Out has a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's big, but it's not the four quadrant. Like, the dad's going to be like, look, I did my duty last week with Jurassic Park. Honey, take the kids to go see Inside Out. Or, you know, let the nanny take them. It's just not a whole full family movie. And that's why it's only
it's
money.
Bringing in the numbers to say that you're wrong. It's still open to 91
million.
It's
big
still bringing
money,
in the dads.
But it didn't do
still
the 200.
Still bringing in the guys.
Well, Father's Day probably helped it a lot as well.
I mean, if you're going to look at Pixar, let's just... Main example is Toy Story 3.
Sure.
Which opened to 110. That movie made $415 million at the end of that run.
Oh, this one's going to do...
We're
going probably to
see
400 million
huge
again.
Numbers.
Pixar, like I said,
the second one was Finding Nemo, which opened at 70 and made 339.
Mm-hmm.
And Inside Out has fantastic reviews, just like Toy Story 3 was also praised by a lot of people as
That's
well.
Correct.
And let's throw a little bit of the topic to Dope.
Mm-hmm.
We had one of the actors in on our sister network, BHL,
Maldonado.
So go check out that interview. I heard it's wonderful. But Dope came out. This is lower than what I expected.
It's
bringing in $6 million.
It should have been $9 million. I'll tell you why, though.
Why?
The marketing. You know, I should have thought they went with a smaller release. 2,000 theaters is cool, but look, here's what happened here. They showed this movie. They screened this movie everywhere in every college and a lot of different places.
Mm-hmm.
That is their demo. A lot mm-hmm. of everybody I knew saw this movie before it came out.
Okay.
So you're looking at, you know, I think they screened it like 95 times or something like that. That's their demo. You know, they're going to lose a lot of money there. I didn't believe
Unless
in marketing.
Unless it has a huge rewatchability factor.
Right.
And although I've heard great critical response, I don't hear people saying that they want to go see it 4 times.
It's the buzz of it all, and it took money out of the film's pocket by screening it too much. Just, I'm a firm believer in, you know, a little less history, a lot more mystery. And this movie did not do that, and it took a hit at the box office because of that.
Do you think it's going to go up, though, because of the word of mouth that it's getting?
No. It'll go down to like $2.53 million next week.
I think it's going to hold on a little bit stronger than you are thinking. All right, guys, I do have, we have so much more to talk about, international numbers and our top five list, and I believe JT is going to be calling in relatively soon.
Yeah,
but
he's on
we
location.
Have something to share with you all, and that is about the company called Casper. So Casper is an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the price. The mattress industry has inherently forced customers to pay outrageous prices.
Yes.
If you've shopped for a mattress recently, you know that.
I have.
But Casper is revolutionizing this by cutting the cost, by basically cutting out a lot of the middlemen. They provide mattresses that have long-lasting comfort support, and they're hybrids of latex and memory foam. This is, you're talking about, Casper has mattresses that start around $500 for a twin, and you can get a king for $950.
California king. That's the only thing I sleep on.
Well, we'll get one from you from Casper.
Right.
The reason this works is that you can buy one risk-free. Casper offers delivery and returns, and you can sleep on the mattress for a 100-day trial period. Really
wow.
Simple. So supposedly statistically lying on a bed for 4 minutes when you go searching for the perfect mattress has no correlation to whether that's actually the right bed for you. So this is why Casper has turned the buying process into a risk-free experience. They're aggressively engineered, and they have a shockingly fair price. It's just the right sink and just the right bounce. It's got two technologies. Again, that's latex and memory foam, and that comes together for better, brighter days. So risk-free trial, great return policy. Try sleeping on a Casper for 100 days with free delivery and painless returns. It's also made in America, guys. So $500 for a twin, $950, America-made mattress. It's outstanding. And we also have a special offer for our fans. We're trying to beat out some of our sister networks who also have their own special offer. But ours is the best. We can get you a $50 discount. All you have to do is go to www.casper.com/box.
Tom Bob and Stuck sent you.
No, that won't work. They have to go slash box.
If they buy one, I'll also throw in a picture of myself on one. You know.
Okay, so we're gonna call in. We're gonna get one delivered to the studio. Is that okay? And just next week on a mattress.
We'll
for
do the show from the mattress.
Days.
Me, you, JT, it'd be one big three's company.
Okay, guys.
In reverse.
So, www.casper.com/box, and then get one. Try it out for 100 days. Tweet at us. Let us know what you thought.
Just make a bunch of emails up, and you know, every 100 days, you're a different guy. Come to the door with a fake mustache on or something like that, you know, Will Ferrell style. Done deal.
I was thinking, like, if you could do this with roommates and just, like, put it under people's names, 100 days each.
Yeah, absolutely.
It sounds fantastic. Yeah. Why not get a free king?
Hey, they have enough money.
All right, guys, so check out Casper, and hopefully we will get one in studio soon. Now let's get on to our international numbers. Do we have... Is JT going to call sometime soon?
I think soon, but I'm not
sure
yet. Soon
we'll find out.
He's under a lot of scrutiny where he's at right now.
Where is he?
Wait till he calls. I'll tell you.
JT doesn't tell me where he goes.
Well, it was an emergency flight.
Yeah, apparently he didn't understand diabetic ketoacidosis.
No, he did not.
It did not work.
He did not.
All right, let's get into our international numbers, guys. Let's start out with Inside Out. It made 41 million, so it has a total of 132 million worldwide. And it does have a staggered rollout. It's now showing in Australia, Brazil, France, Mexico, and Russia, among 24 other markets. But that's only 42% of the global market.
Yeah.
So we will still see more coming from Inside Out.
I mean, it's Pixar, so whatever. But I don't know what was going on in the trailer. I don't watch animation movies anyway, so. But, I mean, I heard it's great. It is what it is.
It's supposedly like this very... It's Pixar, and it has the fun animation and everything, but supposedly it's hitting kind of a deeper note. Like, they touch on things like depression and
that's a big
memories
deal.
And
emojis. It's
very
like emojis
sad.
And all these other things. Look, I'm not trying to go to an animation movie and cry.
Like, I cry at every animation movie.
I want to cry at Deadly Adoption. I don't want to cry anywhere
probably
else.
Probably every Pixar movie. They're like my weakness. WALL-E, flood of tears.
Well, maybe you could watch one of those animation movies on your new Casper mattress while eating pizza.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Meanwhile, let's talk once again about Jurassic World has now grossed 583.1 million internationally, along with its estimated domestic take of 398.2. So that sits at an estimated worldwide total of 981.3.
I think it's almost at a billion already, too. This might be a little late.
981.3 would
I think it might be a billion. I think it might be a billion.
You think it's already?
I think it is.
We might have to
look
that up.
When the actuals come out, I think you're going to see that. But
I'm not going to debate that. I think that actually could be
this
very
movie,
true.
This movie has the opportunity to do to pass Furious 7 as well, or Fast 7, whatever it's called.
Oh, it's going
to
pass Fast 7.
It might even be.
I think it's going to pass Fast 7. The question is, because what it's been compared to all along is Avengers. And not even Avengers Age of Ultron.
No.
Avengers, the Avengers.
The marketplace 4 years ago for Avengers. I mean, look at the movies that are going to come out in the next couple of weeks. It's just, it's summer box office. I mean, it's blockbuster central. I mean, you got Minions and you got Ant-Man and Ted 2 and everything else in the world is coming out. 4 years ago, Avengers didn't really have that competition. That's why it made that 700 and something. That's why it's not doing it this time. There's too much competition.
It's close enough to be proud, though. It's making more money than anyone thought.
And no one's complaining.
The drop this week was almost nothing. I think actually the only only movie that does beat it was Avengers. And it's like, I think it's like 51.3 versus like 51.5.
Yeah, it's microscopic.
It's so close.
Yeah.
All right. So do you have a game for us? I wanted JT to be in and call.
Well, I segued
into
it.
So I don't just automatically win.
I segued into it.
Oh, wait. I think he is here.
Who do we have on the phone?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're great. What's up, dude? How you doing? Where are you?
Pretty good. I'm doing a press tour for the show. I don't know if you guys got to the upcoming movies.
No, not yet. Not yet.
There's a Benicio del Toro movie coming out called Escobar: Paradise Lost.
Yep, or so Lost, or also known as Lost Paradise. Yeah.
Also known as the movie on this list no one's going to see.
Yeah, Escobar Lost Paradise, not Paradise Lost.
Yeah, I think that would have been bad.
Yeah, that would have been.
It's crazy. They gave us our own flight, which was weird because we even have to go through customs. We just landed on, like, the Escobar farm. I guess, like, his relatives are running this thing.
Mm-hmm, El Patron.
It's pretty interesting. Apparently they run, like, a flower factory or something. I don't know. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, flower.
How's the show going? What's going on, guys?
We're about to get into our international game.
Yeah, we were talking about.
If you would like to play with us.
Yeah, we were talking about Sarah's new mattress.
Oh, man. Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, I only got a few minutes, but let's jump on this.
Yeah, let's knock it out.
Break out the Rosetta Stone, because it's time
for the
internet.
Oh, JT, you're not here. I hope you are dancing wherever you are.
Did
you get a new tattoo?
No, it's not new. You see me with my shirt off every day almost. You've never noticed that tattoo? I think you're too busy looking at my pictorials.
I was trying to, like, do my thing while I was listening to that, but some of the security guards at the compound told me to stop halfway through.
Oh, nice. So here we go. It's going to be great. Okay. So here we go. We got, where are you? You're in Colombia. Bogota.
Yeah, I'm in Colombia.
Gotcha. So, Diane
Say
Lane.
Say hi to my friend Tina. She's in Colombia.
Oh, wow. She hot?
Play the game.
Just kidding. So Inside Out has Diane Lane, one of my favorite actresses, voicing something. And we're going to go with a Diane Lane-themed, game here. So we're going to go with one of my favorite movies of all time. Obviously, these are all from China, again. The Outsiders. You know, the Patrick Swayze, Ralph Macchio, Tom Cruise classic. Little Godfather. Okay.
I have to sneeze.
Okay, Little Godfather.
Hardball. Bless you.
I told you I had to sneeze.
Hardball. The Keanu Reeves,
Diane Lane movie. Yeah, the kids in baseball, yeah.
Really? It's a Diane Lane movie on the Diane Lane themed list?
Dream Experts. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, this is one of my favorite movies of her. Unfaithful.
Oh, amazing movie.
Diane Lane.
It was so sensual. This movie is fantastic. You could watch it on your new Casper mattress and just have a field day after it's over, either by yourself or with somebody else. Getting Railed While Married and Loving Every Minute of It.
Yeah, that one's false.
I'm kidding. It's not called that.
I win!
It's called help me, I'm cheating.
Help me, I'm cheating.
Help me, I'm cheating.
Can you go through them real
quick? Okay.
And one more.
Yeah, go through them one more time.
Well, that's only three. There's one more.
Okay.
Hollywoodland, the Ben Affleck classic, where he played Superman and whatever. Silver Screen Murder.
Okay.
Yeah. And Deadly Adoption in China is called This is the Best Movie of the Year. Okay. So The Outsider, The Outsider's Little Godfather.
Okay.
Hardball, okay. Dream Experts, Unfaithful, Getting Railed While Married. No, I'm kidding. It's Help Me, I'm Cheating. And Hollywoodland, Silver Screen Murder.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and say Little Godfather is not the real.
Okay.
If he can tell you're lying through the phone, I'm going to be amazed.
Okay. He said Little Godfather.
I'm going with four.
Hollywoodland?
Yes.
Okay. Stefan?
I'm going to go with Hollywoodland.
See, because I don't know if they call it Silver Screen.
Hmm. You were all wrong. The answer is Unfaithful.
Really?
Yes, it's called Little Godfather. I think they were trying to play off the Godfather angle. You know, make it like, hey, nobody wants to see this in China right now, but they like Godfather, so let's just call this Little Godfather so people go see it, is my theory on that.
Oh, okay.
And Silver Screen Murder is, you know, the guy was on the silver screen and, you know, somebody murdered him.
I didn't know they called it Silver Screen. Okay. Yeah,
somebody murdered him.
I'll take it.
Well, voila, I win.
Well, technically, I said that you were lying in the first place.
Because you're not going to believe what actually happened my first day here.
I mean, I can imagine.
I don't know if you guys heard, but Sean Penn apparently broke up with Charlize Theron.
Yes.
It's been mentioned.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been
mentioned.
And
that would actually be inaccurate. From what I've heard, Charlize Theron broke up with Sean Penn.
If that's how our publicist wants to spin it.
Exactly. That's exactly what I said.
Let me tell you.
Nobody breaks up with Sean Penn.
This guy, you know, he's really into, like, you know, the world and activism and all that. And, like, apparently, I think whenever he breaks up with somebody, he really kind of goes strong on that. And he's in Colombia doing this whole campaign where he wants people to start recycling down here.
Huh.
And it's extreme. Like, he's walking around the compound the whole time I've been here. Apparently, he's friends with the whole Escobar family.
And he's good buddies with
everybody. Recycles down here. Like, if you throw a can out of a garbage can, he's gonna just like sock you in the face.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. I mean, him and Benicio del Toro did 21 Grams together too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's a great movie. Another Spanish director, also.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, listen, I know Escobar. You hear the stories, and he's like was like a god amongst the people here, but I don't know, man. Sean Penn might be gonna run for his money down here. By the way, he rolls with. There's at least 15 girls following him wherever he goes.
Oh, he's going to sleep with 60 girls in under 2 hours over there. Those girls love him over there. He is the new El Patron.
Okay, I am cutting the two of you off. This show is not about Sean Penn again. We've had like three shows dedicated to him.
He made it about him.
He did. He did.
Yeah. Maybe he should be an advocate for diabetic ketoacidosis.
Maybe he will.
We have too many shows about Sean Penn.
Yeah, it's the best.
We are going to move on to our actual theme of the week, who is Miss Diane Lane.
Yes.
Diane
Lane was in Inside Out. She was a voice in Inside Out.
Oh.
Yeah, any chance.
I had no idea.
Any chance I can get to talk about Diane Lane, I will. I seen her in the Lowe's paint store the one time buying paint with her daughter, and I just like I wasn't there buying paint. I was buying like a hose or something like that, and I just stuck around the paint aisle and I was like giving tips.
Like a stalker.
Stalkers. You know, that's
like a stalker.
Maybe a little bit of a stalker, and I wound up buying like 4 gallons of paint for no reason, just to prove.
All right, cool. I'll just prove as a paint guy. For the top five, and then I gotta roll because they're really. Kind of eyeballing me as I walk around the compound.
Okay, cool.
All right. Let's get into her movies.
Yeah,
top five grossing Diane Lane movies. And we are going to start with some movies that were on our lovely international titles game list. The Outsiders.
Oof, fantastic movie.
Made in 83. Bringing in $66 million.
You know what the crazy part about that movie was?
She still looks the same age.
Ugh, she's beautiful. But the thing is with that is Tom Cruise got the script for Risky Business during The Outsiders. And basically like said, I'm going to get you in the movie to play the Rebecca De Mornay role.
Huh.
Her father read it and was like, you're not playing a hooker on screen, so you're not getting them. Not getting the role, obviously. And I think, look, I would love to see Diane Lane in that. She was young and fun, but Rebecca De Mornay was nothing to shake a stick at either, though. And she showed everything. So, that, you know, whatever. It was what it was. But great movie nonetheless, The Outsiders, for sure.
Yes. And it makes
I haven't seen it in so long. I need to revisit it.
Yeah, same here. Same here. Maybe we'll watch it on... Me, you, and Sarah will watch it on a new mattress.
We're getting a new mattress from Casper, didn't you hear?
Oh, yes. Awesome.
Number four goes to Unfaithful. 73.7 million. Fox made it in 2002.
There's something that you're going to like in this movie, JT.
What's that?
You know who turned it down once again and gave Richard Gere another bone?
No. Sly?
Sly Stallone.
Are you lying?
I'm not. Nope. It was,
are you lying?
No, I'm not.
It was, for those of you who haven't heard this argument before, supposedly there was a big fight between Richard Gere and Stallone, and this is an ongoing Hollywood feud.
Mm-hmm. And he always gets Gere's roles, turns them down, and then Richard Gere probably, you know, gets the role. But it was also George Clooney, Johnny Depp, Redford, Travolta, which would have been really awkward, and Bruce Willis. And they all turned it down. That's why Gere got it. So he always plays like second, third, fifth fiddle.
But moms love him.
Wow.
But moms love Richard
Gere. He was great. He's not a bad actor.
Number three on our list is going to go to Jack.
Oh, I love Jack.
Made 107 million in 96.
This is the first movie that Jennifer Lopez, when I first saw her come onto the
Jennifer
scene.
Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah, she's in it. She's the teacher.
Yeah, she's the teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
she,
that.
This is the first movie I noticed her, like, holy shit, this woman is beautiful. Like,
you didn't watch Selena?
I didn't like the chola eyebrow stuff, you know, like just two painted on eyebrow things. I don't like that.
I love her. Instead.
But she was just really, like, plain and just the true beauty showed in this movie. And Robin Williams knocked it out of the park.
Oh, he always loves it.
But Diane Lane was in this, obviously. And
that's
she was Robin Williams' mom. Now, a little known fact is Diane Lane always this is her third movie playing the mother of a special child. Like,
wow, really?
Yeah, Man of Steel, obviously he was Superman.
We're not there yet.
That was special. Oh yeah, we're not there yet. Okay. Jack.
I'm really sure what your definition was.
Jack.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, Williams had the reverse Benjamin Button, and you know, Jumper was with Hayden Christensen. He had the jumping ability. Now, if you want to count,
like, tried to save him.
That was three of them. If you want to count the retarded kid and Unfaithful, that would be four. But they don't really count that.
I don't think you're supposed to say that. I don't think that's politically correct.
Special, sorry.
All right, let's go to number two before we offend any more people. The Perfect Storm, bringing in $275 million.
Oh, yeah, she played the boat captain. I was kind of like not really in a relationship with George Clooney.
No, with Wahlberg. She was in a relationship with Wahlberg in this.
Oh, no, that's right. Who was the actress that played other captain? I can't remember.
Yeah,
you're right.
Oh, Mary Elizabeth Master Antonio.
Wow, you are on point today.
I am. I'm thinking
this
clearly.
This is about Diane Lane. These are the movies you watch on repeat.
I'm a clear thinker today.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Well, Nicolas Cage was supposed to be George Clooney's part. That
really?
Would have been interesting. Yeah, but he couldn't grow a real beard. Like, he couldn't grow a good beard.
Wait, hold on, guys.
I'm taking him seriously.
Something's going down right now.
We're just about to talk about Man of Steel. Are we going to lose you?
Hold on. Jorge Escobar is arguing with Sean Penn because he didn't put his recyclables in the wrong bin. And they are like nose to nose arguing right now. I don't know.
Who will win? All right. That is the question.
I don't know.
You have to put in a prediction.
Here's the crazy thing right now. Jorge Escobar's people are coming to Sean Penn's aid instead of Jorge.
I believe it. Jesus Christ.
Okay, JT, don't die.
He's gone. Wow, something going on.
We need to send him, like, reusable materials.
He's gone. What the hell happened? There was, like, a bunch of squealing and... I hope JT's all
I
right.
I think we need to send him, like, a survival kit of just, like, very eco-friendly things.
Well, anytime Sean Penn's on a premises, you gotta look out. Especially women.
So who do you think won?
Sean Penn, obviously.
I don't know about that. All right, number one on the list before we leave Diane Lane for a little bit does go to Man of Steel, of course, bringing in 282. I'm surprised you included this on the list. We don't include giant franchises.
Yeah, but she's not really part of, like, the franchise, you know? She wasn't in Superman 1, 2, and 3.
But you're counting it on her list.
Because it made $282 million.
I don't know. That's debatable. Debatable to be on here.
It was a terrible movie. Well, they needed a mother for
really
a special
great
kid.
Music.
It did have good music. They needed a mother for the special kid.
Diane Lane plays a great mom. All right, let's get into our upcoming films. We talked a little bit about Wahlberg. Mm-hmm. He has a big movie coming out this weekend, and that would be Ted 2.
Ugh. I hated Ted 1.
Your thoughts on Ted 1?
Terrible. I'll guarantee you this
Ted
movie is terrible.
Ted 2 looks worse than Ted.
If you don't like this movie, I'll give you a dollar back. I'll set up a PayPal account or something like that. I guarantee it's terrible.
You shouldn't put that out there.
Well, I mean, I feel our fan base is honest.
Yeah.
So I'm not paying the shipping and handling, though, whatever it is.
So you pay for the shipping and handling of the dollar.
My buddy said, who's close to the set, said McFarlane basically checked out halfway through the movie. Like, he was just like, I'm done with this. And just, like, basically just got up and did his thing.
I would say that most people don't seem thrilled by this trailer.
No.
The reactions that I've been in theaters recently, and this has been coming on beforehand, and people don't seem really that into it. I don't know how much that's going to affect the numbers, though, because when you look at movies like the Magic Mikes that are coming out in sequels, even the Magic Mike was lovely, you look about Horrible Bosses, you talk about The Hangover, they still tend to, like, people have hope in them.
Sure.
They want to hope that they're good, so the numbers tend to still go up a little bit.
Look, this is not going to make half the money the first one made. This will crack probably 100. It'll be heavily front-loaded the first week, do really well, and then taper off big time. It's going to get destroyed by critics and fans alike.
Well, the first Ted opened to, like, 54 million.
I could see this doing the same thing.
It ended up making 218.
This is going to make 118. This is
I mean, they haven't released the, like, Rotten Tomatoes scores aren't up. They aren't talking about
terrible,
it's making.
Terrible
There's
movie.
Not excitement over the trailers. I think people are expecting it to be bad, but I think there'll be the hope. I think it'll still do well opening weekend.
If a man see free gets naked, maybe. That's about it. Yeah, she's in it.
I know she's in it, but I don't think she's the love interest.
Yeah, she's Ted. She's married to Ted.
No, there's another girl who's married to Ted.
Ugh, either way, it's terrible.
There's like a whole nother blonde chick.
Nah, you're crazy.
I've seen the trailer like 8 times.
Maybe you're right.
But Ted 2 is coming out with Mr. Wahlberg. Is Mila Kunis in this one again?
Mm-mm. She was pregnant.
What? Oh.
Yeah, she couldn't. Plus, she's like, I'm not doing this again. She hated the first one.
Well, that will lose some people.
And she doesn't need any money anymore because now she's married to Ashton Kutcher, who has a gazillion dollars.
And I've seen them eating breakfast. They're very nice.
They're nice people.
All right, let's get into Max coming out. This is the one who's supposed to be the tearjerker for people who do know about Max, the dog movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's made by the people who created Marley and Me, which everyone just watches to cry.
It's a simple formula.
It's like Marley and Me, but they like tried to steal some of like the American Sniper crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
They put in this war element and this dog that's been trained and family and connection.
Look, you never underestimate the power of a dog.
No. All right?
Especially this kind of dog. A battle-tested German Shepherd, which are
smarter than... Do you remember what it did for the Keanu Reeves movie?
Yeah. Well,
they put a puppy with Keanu Reeves and...
This dog's smarter than JTE, possibly. I mean, there's a lot of... These dogs are super-duper smart and probably smarter than half the people I know.
Well, Max's... movie's called Max. It's by Warner Brothers. They've been pushing marketing...
It's going to surprise people. It's going to get the Bible Belt and like the Christians to go see it.
My favorite part is when you look up on Box Office Mojo, like the similar movies to Max, number one is American Sniper, and number two is Dolphin Tale 2.
Of course, that's engineered that way. People get paid to do that.
I get that that's what this movie is, but looking at American Sniper next to Dolphin Tale 2 on a list is like...
Hey, Dolphin Tale 2 is one of my favorite movies last year, because I have to say that. No, look, heartstrings and dogs equal money. Always has, always will.
Who knows? Dolphin Tale 2 only opened to 15 million.
Don't remind me.
But we can talk about movies more like Marley and Me, Cats and Dogs, Dr. Doolittle, all of these do typically make...
It's the right time to put it out. 20. It's going to make a lot less than that.
We will find out. You also have on here Big Game and Escobar. Do we really need to talk about these?
Big Game, holy shit. You guys got to check out the trailer to this. It's Samuel Jackson as the president of, I think, the United States. Here's what happened here, and here's how movies like this get made and how they get Sam Jackson. Some rich fat cat has a ton of money and's like, let's do this movie, Big Game, and I want Sam Jackson. And the guy's like, all right, sir, we'll go reach out to his agencies and things like that. They do. Sam Jackson's like, what, are you kidding me? He goes, throw out some outrageous number like $20 million. They come back and say, yes, I'll do it. Sure enough, that's exactly what happened. He's like, shit, I got to do this movie? All right, let me dial it in. Probably shot it in a month and a half.
That made my heart hurt a little bit. That was a sad story.
It's what happens. It's what happens all the time. These fat cats with money, probably Saudi Arabian guy, with oil guy or something. $20 million is nothing to him. Like, oh, Sam Jackson, yeah, let's get him. My kid loves him. Here's $20 million. Done. And then you shoot stupid movies like this. But the trailer is amazing. And look who's Sam Jackson's sidekick
is.
All right,
guys, so look up Big Game, I guess. I have not seen this trailer, so I am not going to vouch for it. You can take his word.
Yeah. He's $20 million
richer. On this list... I'm not really excited about anything that's coming out.
Escobar Lost Paradise? JT is over there in Colombia right now.
Not.
Yeah, but it's a good story, though.
I'm not that interested.
I mean, look, here's the deal.
Maybe if I, like, need a chance to cry, I'll go see Max.
Yeah.
I'm still stuck at I want to see Dope and I want to see Inside Out, and those are the movies that people I would rather see than anything that's coming out.
I'll watch anything related to Pablo Escobar. I mean, he's a fascinating individual. Sure, he killed a couple of people, but they probably deserved it. I mean, when you're in the cocaine business, things go that way. His country's really poor, and cocaine was the main export, and they made a zillion dollars. And Colombia is big time now in, like, tourist attractions, and you could all thank Pablo Escobar for that.
Today we spent the most time talking about Escobar and Sean Penn.
They're great guys.
Well, we really needed to talk.
But I like the story.
Inside Out.
The story's great. Some kid meets a girl, happens to be Pablo Escobar's niece, and you know you got to go meet El Patron, and that's a very interesting take. I mean,
oh, so is it making your top five? Is it in your predictions?
No,
that's not very loyal of you.
I'm going to watch it. I'll go.
Are you going to pay for everyone to go with you?
Yeah, tattoo's right. Terrible.
We're going to get into our predictions now. The wide releases ones that we should be focusing on are, of course, Ted 2 and Max, where you can go join Tom at Escobar. I will not be going. But let's get into how much Jurassic World's going to drop, what Inside Out is going to bring in, and how Spy, San Andreas, and Dope are going to be affected by our two incoming movies.
What were we last week? I think I was 3 for 5. I think you were. I think we were all 3 for 5. The chick, Kristen something, didn't
I? I had Dope wrong. And that threw mine off.
Okay.
But yeah. I can't. I'd have to double check. I think I was only like 2 for 5. We'll have
Dylan.
I had Dope.
Dylan will check us out for us. I think we were all 3 for 5. Dylan. And I think I was closer to the number. No, I think maybe JT was closer to the number on Inside Out. So he might have won.
We will have to check into that.
Let's get our crack staff.
Let's talk about what's going to be happening with Jurassic World with Inside Out. Jurassic World didn't have a horrible drop.
No, not at all.
And people are watching this 2-3 times.
Yep.
We talked about it on that movie. All of us had already seen it twice, except for Marissa. Like, it is bringing
You've
in people.
You've watched this twice already?
I have.
What, are you
I watched
crazy?
It twice in a week, and I felt left behind in watching it twice in a week.
Watch minus twice.
That's because you're not part of society.
Right.
All right, so Jurassic World, but you can expect a heavier drop this week. Mm-hmm. I think that we are at the point where it is going to start. We've seen the trend go the same way as the original Avengers. I think it's going to drop off more than Avengers did from now on.
Mm-hmm. Of course it will.
And then Inside Out, heavy word mouth, we're not going to see. We're not going to see too much of a drop-up, I think.
No. You want me to go with my top five?
Please do.
All right. Steven, you can join in with us, too, if you want.
With that very low voice.
Yeah. Here we go. I think you'll see Spy at number 5.
Okay.
I think it sticks around. We're going to go with American Sniper Dog, Max, at number 4, at probably around $8 to $9 million. Can't underestimate these things. Now this is where I'm just pains me to say this.
Can you repeat what you just said? You said you're Max at $8 to $9 million?
Yeah. You think more than that?
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
No way. Too many. There's too many things out there. People will wait to see this. You don't need to see this in the cinema.
8 to 9 million. Just off of their similar movies list is where, like, Earth to Echo opened.
That was terrible.
Where When the Game Stands Tall.
Terrible.
Like, 9 million, We Bought a Zoo. Mm-hmm. Courageous, We Bought a Zoo. I think it's going to do more than that.
You might be right. I mean, I'm not always right.
Okay.
So, Spy, number 5.
Okay.
Max, number 4.
Okay.
This is going to be crazy. I'm going to go with Jurassic World at number 3. Yes. I said it.
I'm sorry. So you think it's what? Dropping? That either means that you think that Ted is going to make over 50 million.
Yeah. It's going to do the same amount of money as the last one did. Like 54, 55 million. I think Jurassic drops off about 50%. I think everybody, okay. I think everybody's seen it. Saw it.
Okay. Okay.
So, and then 2 is going to be Ted. Unfortunately, Ted 2 is going to be 2.
What do you mean, unfortunately? This movie should not
even
be,
it shouldn't even be in the top 10.
Oh, I thought you were saying it should be higher, and yeah. I was like, don't say that thing.
It's a terrible movie. And number 1 is Inside Out. I think Inside Out hits about 60. Because I think a lot of people went and saw Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, all right, now we're going to go see Inside Out. So Inside Out, number 1, Ted 2, 2. Jurassic World 3, Max 4, and Spy 5. Or Cinco, as you would say.
I got a top 5.
Do you have a top 5?
Yeah.
Hit us with it, Steven. I hate it when movies that I know are going to be bad, like, make so much money.
Yeah.
It hurts me. Like, Paul Blart wounded me for life.
Yeah, that was a tough one. I watched the first one over the weekend. I was... wounded. Flabbergasted.
I'm scarred.
Why would you even watch the first one?
I was just laying in bed, and it was
probably because we ragged on it so much.
Paul Blart, cinema fart.
Yeah, it's basically Die Hard.
Steven's going to give us his top 5.
Okay,
all right.
Please.
Number 1 is going to be Inside Out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Number 2 is Jurassic World. Mm-hmm. Number 3 is Max. Number 4 is Ted 2, and number 5, let's say. I want to say Spy, but I don't want to say Spy. What would you say for number 5?
I would say Spy. That's what I said.
Spy, yeah, I guess.
The craziest thing to me is just that if we're looking at numbers, where I think this opening means we're going to have a large money box office weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do think that I'm going to give... My list is very similar to yours, but I think that the numbers are a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Where I do think that Spy is going to take the 5th spot. I think the 5th spot also could pretty much go to anyone, because I think between 5, 6, and 7, you're going to be seeing, like, within $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to go to... I'm going to go to Max, mm-hmm. but I think it's going to open closer to 12, 15. I think it could open as high as, like, 20. I mean, look at...
The Bible Thumpers go, yes.
And it has the kid and this dog. You're talking about, they're really playing up the Marley and Me. And Marley and Me opened to, I want to say, like 36.
Yeah, that was a juggernaut.
But it did have A-list. It had A-list actors. And this one doesn't. But they're trying to play off that same crowd. It's not going to hit as high because they don't have the A-listers.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, I think, going to be somewhere 12, 15. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm not be right.
And then I'm going to give it to Ted.
Mm-hmm.
But I am just... hoping that it doesn't come in any higher, because it's going to get around 50.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will go to Jurassic World and then Inside Out. So okay. I think, Steven, are we on the same page?
No, he has Ted at 4.
I'm going to replace Ted and Max, though. Because you know why?
Yeah, I think you should.
You're splitting the audience too much with Inside Out and Jurassic World.
Yep.
All these kids' birthday parties, they're going to Jurassic World.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't care less about Inside Out because they want to bring their friends and be the cool ones. And then kids are seeing this movie several times. Adults are seeing this movie several times.
That's correct.
I don't know why. I hated it.
So you're going to go Inside Out, Jurassic World, Ted, Max, Spy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that is the same as me.
That's the same as you, yes. Not as me, though.
All right. And we will have to get JTE's input.
Yeah, if he's alive. He cheats death
either
every
way,
time.
This could be a lot of money into the box office again this weekend. So
it's 95 degrees across the nation. People want to go cool off.
But 3 weekends in a row, just huge sums of money going into
crushing.
The theaters.
Crushing.
All right, let's see. We're going to probably be taking some callers, seeing if anyone else has top fives to give us. get them entered. And then, of course, we'll have Dylan post the what people think are going to make yes. this week, so we can have winners in those categories correct. As well.
Lines are open, so I just put the number on the screen. So
great.
Beautiful.
So we will talk to people in a bit. Yeah, JT's going to... We should have him text us. I just don't want him to cheat.
He's the best. He doesn't cheat.
Caller, you're on the line with Box Office Breakdown.
Oh, hi. This is Chris Osterman from Louisville, Kentucky.
Yes, Osterman. What's up? How you doing?
Hey, nothing much, man. I'm driving to Tennessee.
Wow.
So, and I'm watching the show. And I'm on the phone, so it's probably not going to space. But, hey. You know,
that's great.
Living on the edge.
Hey, you know, Tennessee's full
Speak
of women.
Phone.
That's what I hear. I'm excited to get down there and maybe, you know.
And they like to take pictures, I hear.
I'm sorry?
They like to take pictures over in Tennessee as well.
I have no idea what you're talking about, yep. and I don't think I want to know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you don't want to know. What's up, dude? You got your top five or you got a question? Or both, whatever you got.
I was just going to drop a top five this week.
Perfect.
Me too.
I figured I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, do it, man.
I got to collect some J. Peterman catalogs.
Yes. I just got a new one in, too. It's fascinating.
Oh, nice.
Great wordplay. Fantastic guy's news. A wordsmith.
Like I said, I've been driving, so I didn't hear what your all top fives were, but I'm going to say number one, Jurassic World, once again.
Okay.
Okay.
Number two, obviously Inside Out.
Mm-hmm.
Three, Ted 2, unfortunately.
Yep. See, I know. Thank you.
Four, I guess... Max.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think Max is making?
I don't think it's going to make a lot.
It gets double figures. No way.
They've been pushing the marketing so hard.
On what channels?
It's everywhere.
Really? I don't see it.
Yes.
I don't. Well, I
I'm
watch TV.
Sure. That's tough.
Right? It's tough.
Maybe 20.
That's a lot. I think.
Yeah, it might be. I was thinking, I was going to say 12 at first, and then I was like, that's too low.
It's hard to see because there's just, like, people are spending so much money on these other movies that are heavy hitters. That where do you place this one opening?
That's what it is. Nobody wants to cry right now. They're crying. What, they cried 3 weeks in a row? They cried because Jurassic World was terrible. Then they cried because Inside Out made you cry. And now they're going to cry about another dog again. It's cry, cry, and then cry again.
Well, yeah, the thing that's tough about these bottom ones is that, you know, everyone's just going to see really Jurassic World and Inside Out, and it's like whatever's left, and then Ted 2, and then whatever's left is like, well, I guess it's going to be on there because it's...
Sure.
The fifth spot's just feed him for scraps.
Yeah, but that's where they make that money. That's where they make that extra money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. So, yeah, that's not a bad top five,
man. What was this top five?
Oh, Spy was your five or no?
What was your fifth?
Five, actually, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say Escobar for five.
Perfect.
I think that there's going to be these kids out there that want it to be Blow or just see the name Escobar and, you know, they know it's related to drugs and they're going to be like, oh, let's go see that, you know?
Because they might think it's like Scarface, but it's like a love story, so they're going
to
be crazy.
Did you listen to that? That's a loyal fan.
Yeah, I mean, I anything Escobar, I'll watch. No question, but I don't know if it's going to do top five.
Chris, thank you for giving Escobar your vote of confidence.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Appreciate the call. If you win, we'll get you something.
Yeah, thank you all.
Yeah, man.
Thanks,
good
Chris.
To talk to you. Enjoy Tennessee.
All right, let's see if we have another caller.
Caller, you're on the line with Box Office Breakdown.
Hey, it's Arun.
Hey, what's up, dude? Long time no see.
Yeah. No talk.
Yeah, long time no talk. How you doing, dude?
Not bad. I saw Inside Out last night. It was really good.
Oh, nice.
I really enjoyed that.
You hanging out in your basement again?
Who did you see it with, like, family or friends?
Oh, no, I saw it alone. It was kind of awkward, but...
There's nothing awkward about that.
I'm just trying... We were trying to debate the male audience.
Unless you're like sitting in the back of the theater with, like, a lollipop.
Don't say things like that.
I'm kidding.
For Inside Out. Because he's saying it's not four quadrant. But he saw it alone.
Well, he's a big fan.
Bringing the guys in.
He's a big fan of animated movies. Me and Harun go way back, and I know that.
Harun, do you have a question for us, or do you want to give us your top five?
I guess I'll give you my top five.
Awesome.
Nice.
Let's hear it.
All right. So I think the top three, I mean, it's definitely going to be Jurassic World, mm-hmm. Inside Out, and Tattoo, and mm-hmm. in that order.
Okay.
And then number four, I mean, what else is there? Max,
yeah.
I guess that. Yeah, Max, and then.
And then you've got your options are Spy, San Andreas, Dope, Escobar.
Big game with Samuel
and
L.
Big
Jackson.
Game. Those are your options.
Yeah.
Or one, it would seem, unless random movie comes out.
I guess I'll just say Dope then, because I don't think people are going to be.
Okay. I could see that. I could see that. I think that's a.
Yeah,
I think that could be
you
a really
know.
Good. Really good guess. Well, I'm just hopeful for Dope. I said,
Inside Out, awesome. Ted, Jurassic World,
actually,
and then 4
no,
and 5, or who knows.
I'm going to change my number 5 to Spy, actually.
Spy, you probably, that's good. Yeah. That's the exact same top 5 I have. I think you're going
to
win.
Hand.
You know, winners think alike, clearly.
Well, thank you. We will keep all of your top 5 noted. We'll see who wins, what's going to happen next week. And we have to also get JTE's numbers.
Yeah, he's alive, like I said.
But always.
Thanks for the call, Haro.
Thank you for calling in. All right.
We got one more, though.
No.
You do one more?
We have one more, and then
one
we got to wrap it up. All right.
Caller, you're on the line with that box office breakdown.
Steven got a little lost.
Who do we have? Who do we have on the line?
We have no one on the line.
Okay. Oh, we got somebody. Is somebody there?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. How you doing? What's your name?
I'm good. Nick.
Oh, hey, Nick. How's it going? You got a question? You got a question for us? Top 5, anything? You all right?
Nick, we seem to be losing you.
Goodbye, Nick.
Yeah, we can't.
Nick, we can't try calling back later or next week because we couldn't really hear you.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
But, guys, that was our show for the day. JT will be back soon. Thank you for watching us at Popcorn Talk Box Office Breakdown.
Yeah.
We're here on Mondays because that's when the numbers come out.
You know it.
I do not have a Twitter. JTE does, though, so you can follow him
on
Twitter.
At SchmoesJTE.
And Tom?
I am at Bob Finstock.
All right, so. Throw it out there again. If you haven't heard me say it for the past 2 weeks, I'm going to remind you to do our survey at podcast1.com. That's spelled out one, so O-N-E. Go on there.
Yeah.
Give us your reviews. Let us know what you want. We want to make these shows better for you. We always love how you rate, subscribe, comment, like us on Facebook. We're trying to get more. Dylan is our guy. He's awesome. Thanks to Dylan again. So, podcast1.com.
Yeah, if you fill out enough reviews, Sarah's going to get a tattoo of my name on her back.
That's not true. Not true.
Maybe.
It's in Sharpie.
Poof.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.